this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Friday, September 9, and congratulations on making it through another day. I want to bring something to your attention, and that is that we are to pay attention. In the book of Proverbs, a dad is writing to his son about wisdom and how to live this life successfully and in a godly way. And in the 22nd chapter, verse 17, the scripture says, "Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach. Pay attention to the wise people around you." It might be a child, it might be a coworker, it might be an executive, it may be a co-laborer, it might be a custodian, it might be a critic, it might be a caregiver. The Lord places people in our lives who are full of truth and insight, but we have to be looking and listening to benefit from them. Now, you may not like their tone, they may not like their voice, you may not like how they say it, but don't lose the truth of their words. Wisdom is waiting for an entrance into your ears and into your brain. So listen expectantly and invite it into your life and into the core of your understanding and your being. We are to be people that pay attention to the current circumstances around us. When those things are happening and they're surrounding us, what is it that the Almighty, that the divine is saying in the middle of adversity or trials or busyness or hectic times or even peaceful times? Is His will, is it for you to give up or to go on? How can you be creative since past strategies have lost their momentum maybe? Or if something's not working, wisdom says to try something else. Attention to raw reality is enough reason to evaluate and become better, a better you, a better leader, a better person, a better follower of Christ. Maybe you enroll in graduate school or sell a high maintenance you sell a high maintenance asset, or it's during downturns when we're more determined to be most effective, isn't it? Because we've got to look at our surroundings. In the times in which I have had the greatest difficulty in my life, it seems to be that that is the deepest and most powerful lesson and powerful time that God pours something of great wisdom into me. Here's a statement you don't hear a lot. You ready? Pay attention to your limitations. Jenny and I were paddling while we were on Tybee Island on these small kayaks, and we had to paddle out, I don't know, maybe about 3/4 of a mile or so to this huge sandbar. And all over the place are these signs that say, "Warning, you can drown here." Because apparently at that point on the south tip of Tybee, when the tide comes in, it can get pretty hectic and the water can sweep you under. And there have been dozens and dozens of dozens of people who have drowned there. So you see these massive signs. So we're getting ready to leave. And I'm saying, well, we could sit down and stay here a little bit longer. And Jenny reminded me that we do have limitations now in our mid-50s. We need to pay attention to our limitations. Focus on less and learn to accept nothing less than excellence. You see, I really believe as we grow older, what we learn to do is we learn to focus on doing what God has called us to do more, and we spend less time on those things that really are about beauty, not about things that matter most. As we grow older and our energy level decreases, our wisdom level should increase. As a result, it's super imperative that wisdom moves from our head to our heart. Truth is the most freeing when it is transformative. Now, that's worth tweeting. Truth is most freeing when it is transformative. The transition of truth from your head to your heart brings change. The question, I guess, we ask ourselves after hearing that is, how is Jesus changing me? Have you learned to become a better you? Lastly, I want to ask you to pay attention to the opportunities around you. Opportunities to serve or to give or to pray or to encourage. Maybe it's opportunities to correct or to listen or to learn. Maybe to love or to steward or invest or spend or save. I mean, normally, you find what you're looking for and you receive what you expect. Therefore, why wouldn't we do this? Pray for the Spirit of God to make us keenly aware of His leadership and His work. Pay attention to His still small voice of providence and obey. In 1 Kings chapter 19, the old King James has a great translation of this verse. It says, "And after the earthquake of fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, still a small voice." You see, in what environments do you best hear the voice and the wisdom of God, and how often do you go there? On this Friday, make a commitment to pay attention, for the Lord is at work in you, for you, around you and is always wanting to choose to work through you. God bless you, friend. I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We are experiencing two live services in this semester right now at 9:30 and 11. And you can find out more information at sugarhill.church. Or as always, you can join us as we stream live online at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.